And now, James Gravel.
In our last lesson, we discussed the various Greek words used in the New Testament to refer to the will of God. Those terms frequently are used synonymously with only minute differences in their meaning. For example, the noun forms can mean either choice or desire. As an illustration of that, we read in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, that prophecy never came by the will, that is, the choice of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Also in Matthew 18, verse 14, we find, "It is not the will, that is, the desire of your Father who is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish." Thus, God's will can be defined as that which God has determined shall be done, or that which God would desire to be done by others. However, when it comes to defining and discussing the will of God, it is important to understand that there are different varieties of God's will. For instance, someone might ask, "What is God's will for His creation in general?" The answer might be suggested that it is God's will that, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease, Genesis 8, verse 22, thereby indicating the natural laws that God established at creation will work dependably and tirelessly. Such an answer certainly would be correct, scripturally speaking. Or someone might inquire, "What is God's will for all human beings?" And the answer might be offered that it is God's will that everyone be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, 1 Timothy 2, verse 4. Again, such a response would be correct, scripturally speaking. A third person might want to know, "What is God's will for faithful Christians?" To that question, the answer might be offered that it is God's will that Christians be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we may walk worthy of the Lord, Colossians 1, 9-12. Or it might be said that each Christian should seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, Matthew 6, verse 33. Both of these answers would be scripturally correct.